Good morning, guys. Welcome to the Chit Chat Podcast. Let's talk reality. I was going to start off with an introduction because this is my first time podcasting, but I decided that I would do that later on down the line. I kind of just wanted to jump right into the gusto, go straight for the eucalypt. So today's topic is support your people. The reason why I picked this segment to start with is simply because this is literally my first time podcasting. I did post something on my social media about me getting ready to start a new journey, a new project. I didn't go into detail as to what it was, but I definitely posted on my social media. I did not care who supported me and who did. Like, I do care about the ones who definitely will support me. Like, hey, come on, people, support me. Thank you for all the support. It's amazing. But I don't care about those who decide to see that it's me trying to do something and are not willing to support me. So that's the reason why I decided to go ahead and go with this topic, supporting your people, because it is 2024 and it's so crazy inside to me that people out here are still not supporting their people. And what I mean supporting your people, I'm talking about friends and family. First and foremost, you got to realize sometimes family ain't family. Friends ain't friends. They'll sit and talk to you directly to your face. And I'm talking about friends and family. They will sit up there and have a full-blown conversation with you. Hee-hee, ha-ha in your face. And then once you turn your back, they got something negative to say. But they couldn't say the negative shit in your face. And they stay in your face, which is even ridiculous. So the reason why I said I kind of just wanted to go straight into it is because there is so many people that I see, including myself, that's out here and they're trying to like start up projects and, you know, start doing their own little, you know, ish is what I call it. I could not make this up. I'm going to use me as an example for the most part of this podcast, but I'll go into a little bit more detail with other subjects as well. Inside of the podcast, it's still about supporting people, of course. So 5 years ago, I created some flyers. Once I started working out, once I started to see my results, I was like, man, I can help other people, you know, get the same results without, you know, going to go get surgery. And I'm not against anyone getting surgery, so don't even take it there. I'm not against anyone getting surgery. We'll get into that subject on a later podcast. And so I felt like I can just help someone naturally get their body the way that they want it. So once I got mine the way I wanted it, I, you know, dropped the weight, took care of my body fat. I was like, I'm going to start training other people that want to work out. I made these flyers. I post them all over my social media. I left them on my social media for a while, like probably no more than 7 days. I probably left it on there. I feel like 7 days was good enough. And that 7 days, not one person shared my post. Not one. I did have one person reach out to me in my inbox and decided that they wanted to do it when they saw the flyer, but not one share, not one comment, nothing. Nothing was done on my flyer. I sent it to some friends as well, family members as well, via text message. And I was like, hey, put this out there. Even if you want to join, you could join too. I kid you not. When I posted something negative on my Facebook, the same day that I took down the flyer because it wasn't moving, it was just staying stagnant. I did not have not one emoji, one heart, no nothing. So I decided to take it down. I went in and I made a post. It wasn't even about the flyer. It was about something else that took place that day. And it was really bad. And I very rarely write like really bad stuff on my Facebook or any social media platform for that matter. And I recall several people in my inbox, underneath that post, on my cell phone, ask me, girl, what happened? Who did what? This and that and the other. And I'm just like, wait, so you saw this negative ass post, but you didn't see my flyer? So when I asked my friend about, hey, did you see my flyer? She was like, girl, no, I didn't see it. Let me go check my notifications and see if you tagged me in it. I said, I definitely tagged you in it, but even still, it's on my wall as well. She was like, oh, I didn't see it. Let me see if I can go find it on your wall. Oh, I didn't see it. I said, you ain't going to see it now because I took it down. But I think it's so ironic how I make a flyer and you say you didn't see it, but I make this negative post and you come running like roaches. So make it make sense how you didn't see the flyer, which was taken down the same day that I made this post on my Facebook. People only want to come around when it's some negative shit that you're posting. They don't want to come around when they see you doing better than them. And I feel like it's jealousy. Like, oh, you trying to do something. You trying to be better than me, or you trying to like put money in your pockets or whatever the case may be. I am the type of person, if I eat, you eat. If I win, you win. If I'm making some money, I'm going to put you on so that way you can make some money. I find it so fucked up how people will not support you simply because it's you doing it. I don't care if it's friends or family. Strangers will support you faster than your friend and your family will. Let's just keep it a buck. I'm not about to sit here and sugarcoat it. I'm not about to sit here and play fake the funk and nothing. I know for a fact, I'm 37 years old. And I've tried several different endeavors, like several different ideas of trying to like make some money on the side on top of my current job. And no one, and I mean no one that I knew in real life supported me. I had strangers that was willing to support me faster than my own family, faster than my own friends. I had some strangers being my biggest cheerleaders, my biggest supporters, telling me that Jamaica, you can do it. Don't give up on your dream. All the while, why is my friends and family not doing the same thing? That's the reason why this topic is called Support Your People. Because at the end of the day, the biggest downfall to society right now, they are not going to fuck with you because it's you doing it. Because you can sit here and be doing the same thing as Bob doing, and y'all hang around the same people. Like y'all go to parties together, he there, you there. Y'all hanging around the same people. But because it's you, they're not going to support you. They're going to support the other friend. And I think that's wrong because it's like, why y'all supporting them, but y'all not supporting me and we all run in the same circle? Oh, it's because it's me that's doing it. And they got more clout than I got. If you don't believe in yourself, nobody will. Regardless of your friends or family don't believe in you, you got to believe in you. All them no's that you kept getting, all them major setbacks that you kept getting, you didn't make it. 9 times out of 10, the reason why you didn't make it is because you gave up on yourself. It wasn't because these people gave up on you. It's because you failed to show up for yourself. When you start a project, it's always going to be you versus you. If you don't got nobody helping you or investing in you, and you ain't got no money to really invest, let me tell y'all something. I'm starting this podcast channel, right? Again, this is my first time ever doing something like this. I'm not in no fancy office doing this. I'm not in a fancy warehouse. I'm nowhere. I'm in my 7-year-old son's room set up with my podcast. I have 2 dinner tables. My mic is connected to one of these dinner tables. I'm talking about one of these TV stands that you sit in the living room and you put your food on and you watch TV. That's what my mic is connected to. Then I have my laptop. I'm sitting on a barber's chair doing this podcast. You don't need a lot to get started. The only thing that you need is to believe in yourself. You got to stay motivated. You got to stay on top of the game. But most importantly, you got to keep showing up for yourself, because your friends and family is not going to, they're not going to show up for you. They're not. And I'm telling you that they're not. There is family members that's out here that will support their family members. There is best friends that will support your best friends. But the family members and the best friends that's not supporting you, they not family. That best friend that you think is your best friend that wants you to share her stuff or his stuff, but they fail to do it for you, they're not your friend. And that right there in itself should be a learning lesson for you. That right there in itself should tell you that they don't want to see you successful. They only come around when it's some negative stuff. They coming around because they expecting you to fail. Oh, she posted something negative. She not being successful. She's not happy. She's miserable. I want to hear about all of that. I don't want to hear about the good stuff that she's trying to do or the good stuff that he's trying to do. Y'all only come around when it's some negative stuff. Oh, you trying to be an ear hustler or a cheerleader to some negative shit. That don't even make any sense, bro. It doesn't. And I promise to God, not friends or family is going to support me, but there's a billion people in this world that my podcast will shoot out to. And if I get 6 people that will subscribe to my channel for $3, I'm doing something. I'm still showing up. I turned those no's into yeses and became successful on my own without anybody being my biggest cheerleader, because it was always been me versus me. I've never been in competition with other people. So if you go onto my wall and you decide that you want to put your products or sell some stuff, tag me in it, I'm not going to take it down and be like, oh, no, you can't put this on my wall because you weren't trying to support me, so I'm not going to support you. We got to move away from that. We all out here trying to eat. We all out here struggling one way or another. We all out here struggling. Everybody got a story. Y'all think just because y'all see these people on TV, like Will Smith, Cardi B, whomever you listen to, follow, like, or whatever, y'all think that stuff happened overnight? It didn't. If they didn't come into the money from a family member that passed away, they didn't have nobody invested into them, they heard more no's and had more people putting them down, telling them that they wasn't going to be successful than they did of cheerleaders telling them that they can do it. When you hear that negative shit, it makes you not want to do it because you feel like, man, I'm just going to be doing this for no reason. When I decided to start doing this podcast, my biggest fear was no one likes me. No one's going to do it. Like, I love doing makeup. I solicited that I could do makeup. No one wanted to share my flyer. I made a YouTube channel. No one wanted to share that information. My workout stuff, no one wanted to share that stuff. That's the examples that I'm trying to tell you, that I've literally kept giving up because I didn't have the support team that I felt like I needed. I'm 37 years old. I don't give a fuck who support me and who don't, because I like what the fuck I do. I have fun doing what I do, and I'm going to keep showing up for myself, because if I keep taking those no's and letting them keep me from my dream, I'll never be successful because I'm depending on other fucking people to come through and be my cheerleader. Now, with that being said, you got to surround yourself with winners. And I am a firm believer, winners become, when you surround yourself with winners, you become a winner. Y'all can sit here and say birds of a feather don't flock together. It does, because if you surround yourself with losers, you'll be a loser. You're not going to go nowhere in life. You're not even going to have no motivation to even want to do anything because you're seeing them not doing what they're supposed to do. When I see these millionaires and billionaires out here being successful, I'm not jealous of them, because a lot of times the reason why a lot of people don't support you is because they're jealous. They don't want to see you win. When I see someone who's doing better than me, I know for a fact they went through hell and back. My question to them is, what did you go through? Like, what hell did you go through to get where you at right now? Because I know you got a story and I want to hear it. I want to listen to it. I want to know why you didn't give up. I want to know what was your motivation when no one showed up? And that's the thing. Y'all so prideful that y'all won't even ask nothing like that, because y'all over here so jealous and angry that they're successful because it's not you, that you won't even ask the right questions. All you over here doing is thinking negative. I'm a very strong believer of supporting people. Now, don't get me wrong now. If I go to a food truck and it's my friend's food truck and I feel like I got a 20-ounce drink and a fry and a burger for $15.99 and it ends up being a kid's meal, you better believe I'm about to be in your inbox and be like, fam, what the fuck is this? Where's the rest of my food at? Like, the fries was soggy. The bun wasn't even toasted, but I ain't gonna post this. I'm still give you a 5 on Yelp. The other people, they just gonna have to find that out on their own. I'm still give you a 5 on Yelp. So don't worry, I ain't gonna put your business out there, but I'm gonna come directly to you and be like, you gonna have to let me give you a little bit of feedback on this $15.99 kids meal burger. Okay. So that's the kind of things that I like. I don't consider that as someone talking down on me. I consider that as constructive criticism, because how can I make my business better if I don't hear the feedback? So I'm still supporting you. I'm still buying the $15.99 burger. I may not have liked it, but I'm still supporting you. I'm showing up. I'm being your cheerleader. I may even go as far and post it on my social media to help you, even post your location. I'm not that type of person where it's such and such doing it. I ain't about to support that girl because that girl didn't support me. Even to this day, with people not supporting me, I still support people. I don't care about no one supporting me. You got to do that for yourself. You got to be your biggest supporter. You got to be your biggest cheerleader. You got to show up for yourself. You got to take those no's, because you need those no's. You need that rejectment, because it sends the foundation for you to come out stronger. If everything in life was easy, baby, we all be motherfucking millionaires. Thank y'all for joining into the Let's Talk Reality Chit Chat podcast. Stay tuned until next Thursday podcast. It will be posted at 5 a.m. Don't forget, this is all love from Gigi.